the performance was quite pleasing for most part of it. A lot of good things went right and a lot of players played very well. But then obviously the disappointment was we didn't see it out and didn't pick up full points. But at the end of the day, we came home with one, and anything you get at this level is worth it, you know.
And obviously, if we look around the leagues, there was a lot of big games, a lot of big performances and a lot of strong teams out. So obviously everybody taking the league pretty serious.
Definitely. You know, we worked hard last year to get back into Division 1 now, and we want to stay there for as long as we can. Like, so definitely have to target a strong start and enough to maybe take the pressure off us. But game ahead down the road now to Navan on Sunday and look for another 2 points and another performance.
Football is all about learning, and I suppose every day you go out, as the old saying goes, is a school day. Obviously lessons learned. What's the big lesson learned from against Mayo on Saturday night?
The big lesson was that you have to play to the very end, and game teams in Division 1 are all of a high standard, and they will punish you if you do slacken off or you do lose concentration. So definitely now, you know, just because we were 3 or 4 points up at the time doesn't mean the game was necessarily over. So whenever we go down now, that's probably going to be number one, is when you're in a position and you put yourself in a good, strong position to see it right to the end.
And tell me, you played Meath, what, I think something like 3 times last year. What did you make of tomorrow? How did you find them?
Yeah, Meath, 3 times we played them. Big, strong team, powerful runners. And the forwards any can take scores. So again, there'll be a challenge. There'll be something different. And they'll be looking back at the games we played last year, and they'll be targeting this as maybe a game that they can right the wrongs of their performances and the 3 defeats that they had last year. So they'll be looking at us coming down, looking for their performance to be on song, and you know, they'll be looking to survive in Division 1 too. So it sets it up to be another good game. I'm sure the Meath crowd will get behind them, and Donegal will travel well as well.
They seem to be a fast-running forward line. Are they more difficult to handle, a team like that?
I wouldn't say more difficult, just throw up different challenges. Depending on how they play the ball, if they run it or they kick it, you have to kind of adjust yourself. So I'm sure we'll get looking at them now over the next couple of days, and to see what they did on Sunday past against Tyrone and what they are likely to do now against ourselves on Sunday.
What's your own experience against them? Have you played many times?
Played a couple of games last year, and then we played them in a qualifier in 2017 down there. Again, there was only a point in it that day, so there's never too much between us. You know, these games, granted they're in January, but they still mean a lot to every team that's going out in the National League. So it's something that I'm sure the game will be quite good and quite entertaining, and hopefully we can come away with a result anyway.